Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
I just wanted to be clear. It wasn't me that ruined everybody's lunch this time. Russ, you put this one on the board.
100% it was.
No, I didn't put this one on the board. This one's you, wasn't it, Rusty?
I put this one
on,
yeah.
Yeah. I saw this one and I went, whoa! Whoa! That's definitely a bad day. That's the worst day on the web. Easily.
Yeah.
The headline is, woman sues Portland local.
Local womp, story. Womp, womp.
Portland, a woman sues Portland nail salon claiming they gave her herpes.
Oh, boy.
A woman is suing a Portland area nail salon after she says she got infected with herpes. And according to the complaint, a 23-year-old woman went to PDX Nails on Gleason for an acrylic nail manicure back in June of last year. And she claims the nail tech didn't use gloves and kept tools and drill bits in an Altoids mint container.
Okay. There's a the story gets worse as you learn more and more about this, because red flag number one is an Altoids container being
that's for weed
being what is holding your nail supplies.
If you're under the age of 25, you don't get that point.
Oh my gosh. I did not know that this could happen.
I didn't either, but I guess, you know, bloodborne
this just
fluid diseases.
It just reeks of, remember that Seinfeld episode where she gets gonorrhea on the tractor? You remember?
No. Why is that one not ringing a bell?
Yeah. I don't know. It's
that one you think would stand out for
it's
me.
A class where she's like, no, my boyfriend told me I got it on the tractor. This is like too bizarre to be, like, that is the nightmare fuel to going and getting your nails done. And like, how do you know besides, oh, I don't know, maybe having somebody that's wearing gloves and not holding their manicure tools in an Altoids container? Those are your first red flags there.
Yeah. So, look, I like to go to a hole-in-the-wall spot for some Mexican food, and I know what I'm getting into.
This is a life ruiner.
This is going into a spot like where sanitation matters.
Yeah.
Certainly. Look, I love a good mani-pedi.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Dudes, if you're out there and you've never had one, you're like, oh, I'm never doing that. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Number one, make sure that they wear gloves and you don't have Altoids containers so you don't end up with a possible STD on your finger.
She's looking for $1.75 million, and I feel like that number's low.
Yeah, because if it actually turns out that they can prove it, and it is true, ooh, doggy.
This is why I don't get my nails done. Actually, there's a lot of reasons. But
go on.
That's just that. Before, this is now number one on the
list. Before this, why wouldn't you do it?
No, time is one.
Yeah, make some time with the wife. Get help.
I have two children. There is no time for that. The time is, hey, I'm gonna watch these kids.
I bet you
haven't
been
and get your nails done. No, she is. She's all about that life. The girls can go and they do that thing, but it is about divide and conquer. Is the world I live in.
That's fair.
Right now. It's easier to play a little man-to-man.
Sure.
Than zone where you're going to get beat. You're going to see that backdoor gut come. So you've got to be able to play that man-to-man defense is a lot easier when you're just one-on-one.
It's true.
It's a lot easier.
I'm just saying.
Playing that way.
Especially on the petty side. The
pedicures are great, where you get the bubbles on your feet, that's all of that is great.
They do the calf rub and the hot stones and the wax on your feet.
See, anytime I've gone to get like a pedicure, mm-hmm. the manicure just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, no, I don't like people cutting
my nails. That's the part that is weird. Yeah, okay. It's like other people cutting my nails. No.
It's not a foot fetish thing, but I like the whole like trimming and pushing the cuticle back, like all of it being taken care of.
I think that you're deflecting here. Yeah. I think it is a foot fetish thing for Danny.
My own feet get me excited.
Oh, I think all feet do. I think that's something we're learning here.
No, see, that's the opposite. Feet are dirty to me.
Seem to be pretty aggressive on that one.
You know.
Huh? It seems to be pretty aggressive. But the denial is pretty.
I'm just going to say, the hot stones on the shin, that feels good.
Yeah. I'm not.
Get the full, like I said, the paraffin wax, the hot towels around the legs. Oh yeah, all of it. It's a nice little deal.
Yeah, I'm out on it.
If I came out of that
taking care of your feet is important.
If I came out of that with like herpes on my toe,
see, this is why it's number one.
Man,
this is why it's number one. I'm not gonna do it.
Pissed. Going forward with the story, according to court documents, she went to urgent care and had a swab test, which came back with genital herpes.
Yeah. And she's sure that it's the nail place. This is going to be the hard part, is how do you narrow it down to it was when I got my nails done? Because that's going to be the hard part. High school health taught me that this takes time for it to present itself.
Sure.
And so that's why 1.75 is a really low number here. Mm-hmm. I'd probably put 17.5 on there.
That's always one of the first things I remember Eddie Murphy saying in Delirious was you keep that stuff forever, like luggage.
You keep that one forever.
Yikes.
But this is where you go, how do you pinpoint it on the nail place?
Mm.
This could be, I don't know how promiscuous this woman was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be the hardest thing to prove here. Is that I got it from that janky Altoids container full of your nail supplies there. And people in the jury may just sit there and look at her and be like, you went to a place that doesn't use gloves and has the janky Altoids container as your devices holder.
And if the nail place wants to point to society, there's currently a woman who's trending on social media right now because she wants to sleep with 365 dudes in 365 days.
Whichever, like, nail place can try to prove that too.
As I'm saying, like,
it's gonna go.
The promiscuous part of this, they can go, these kids these days, it's a pretty easy sell.
Yeah.
Pretty easy sell.
Yeah.
But, that's our worst day on the web.
Local. And we got Bougie Danny, getting his pedis on the regular. More power to you, dude. I'm not gonna shame pedicures. Not for me. I don't like people rubbing my feet either.
Oh, really?
No.
We don't take good enough care of our feet, so when you, like, if you go to like a massage and you actually get like a foot massage, it's a good thing because there's a lot of stuff going on in your feet.
Yeah,
that you don't know about.
Not.
I had the plantar fasciitis and they rub like the fascia tissue like all the way out to the back of your heel. Hurts like hell, but God, does it feel good when you're done?
Yeah,
there's just a lot of stuff going on down there.
I'll take your word for it. My feet are okay. Yeah? My feet are fine. Mm. I'm not gonna people rubbing my feet. I'm out on. And I don't, like, I just look down as I'm sitting in that little chair with the bubbly water, and you got that lady, she's just like, I don't want to be doing this right now. Just rubbing your feet. Nope, I'm out. I feel bad for her. Don't like people touching my feet.
Yeah.
Not my jam, but foot care is important.
It is.
Lieutenant Dan taught me that.
Indeed.
Change your socks,
otherwise you might, lose your legs. That's the moral of the story.
That was the worst part of Forrest Gump is Lieutenant Dan was so high on foot care, then he loses damn legs.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Priorities.
Man. But 1.75, they need to go higher.
Yeah, I feel like...
I'm going to get myself stricken from this jury, even though I'm not on jury duty anytime soon. Mm. I would come back with a ruling way more than 1.75.
100%. 100%.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.